players in here. All right, so let me just update you on some injuries from the week. DGB is going to be listed going into this game as questionable. Obviously, Big V will be out of this game. Ryan Matthews has been a full participant this week in practice. Today, we're going to just back him down just a touch so we can keep him ready to go for Sunday. So he'll be listed as questionable. And then Jordan Matthews, questionable with his injury as well with that ankle. So, but everybody else is ready to go.
Is Jordan Matthews, has he had any kind of setback? I mean, he was limited on Wednesday.
Just precautionary on Wednesday. He was great on Thursday, and no setbacks. He made it through practice and look forward, again, having a good day today.
Is there any thoughts of activating another wide receiver because if Jordan were to have another setback in DGB, I mean, you would
not. Not at this time, no.
Mm-mm. On Monday, we're optimistic that DGB would be able to play. He's still on that path.
He worked yesterday a little bit, and it's still sore. I want to see where he's going to be today before we make a full decision on him. And I just don't want to, risk having a guy out there that's not 100%.
With DGB and Jordan, it leaves you pretty light at receiver. I know you said you don't anticipate making a move there. What kind of challenge is that if you only have three guys that are fully healthy?
Well, I probably lean more on the tight ends. Trey's kind of taken that role the last couple of weeks. Trey Burton and Zach and Brent. So that'd be the direction we'd go.
Would you have five wide receivers active, DGB and Jordan?
That was definitely a possibility. I can't obviously say today that I'd have five, but that was definitely a consideration going into this week. But then again, it would limit you somewhere else in the roster that you might need another spot.
How much does not having Ryan Matthews impact the running game these last 2 weeks?
Well, he's definitely a bigger back. He's a little bit more between the tackles and has that veteran experience that you see out of him. And it'll be good to get him back out on the field Sunday and get him some more work.
You played a ton of 12 personnel last week. Was that more because of the wide receivers?
Is that Tiger? Mm-hmm. Tiger, that's two tight ends. Okay. Yeah, we don't use the number system, but anyway.
You used a lot of two tight end last week. Was that more because of the wide receiver situation or because of the game planning?
A little of both, but more towards the receiver situation. When DGB went down last week, and then Jordan's situation definitely had to lean more on those guys.
Based on how many times you threw last week and with Matthews coming back this week, just how important is it to establish the running game?
It's really important. You want to go into every game and try to get that run game going off of, and get it off the ground. So that's something we're going to try to focus on this week.
At least statistically, on Carson's numbers changed after that first Washington game. Do you think the amount of times he was hit that day affected him there?
I don't think so, because he was hit extremely hard on Sunday also, and it hasn't really bothered him. It hasn't fazed him. He's been in a couple of physical games, and it really hasn't fazed him. I think the one thing you're seeing with him is he's really doing a much better job with, you're seeing more of those check down to the backs, to some of those underneath routes, some of the things that help him stay away from the types of hits, and that's what he's done. But his focus has been good, and the hits haven't fazed him.
In the spring, you tried Jordan Matthews a little more on the outside, and then towards the end, you just said, I think he's more of a slot. How do you think he's played there this season? And he's played a little more on the outside because of injuries, but his role moving forward, do you think it's going to be strictly inside, or do you think that you could still bounce him around?
I think Jordan's a perfect slot receiver, for any offense, particularly ours. I mean, he's a bigger body. Smart guy in there, knows how to get open, not only against man, but zones. You got to figure out the zone coverage and where to be. And it's a big target for a quarterback. It's much like having those tight ends, in there, just from a wide receiver a body. So it's I feel like he's done a great job in there, and got to keep him working in that position. I think that's his best spot.
Carson's on pace to set a franchise record for most pass attempts in the season. I'm sure that's not how you drew it up, but what do you, how do you react to the kind of that notion that that's how much he's been dropping back, and what do you think has necessitated that?
Well, I think a couple things. One, you know, we've fallen behind in some games early, and it kind of you kind of play catch up just a little bit, and sometimes as play caller, you feel like you need to get more chunk plays out of your offense. You know, the lack of our run game, you know, obviously can help you know, increase those pass attempts. You know, sometimes too I elect to go into our hurry up tempo offense, which is shorter, quicker, intermediate passes, which are obviously going to, whether the game's out of, you know, out of reach or it's skewed one way or the other, just to get tempo going in rhythm, will increase pass attempts as well.
You mentioned there is still, a slim chance of, you know, making the playoffs, but if
cough because you don't believe it?
If and when that slim becomes none, will there be more of a priority to get some of the younger guys in there, like, for example, playing Isaac instead of Wiz or smaller instead of Matthews?
You know, I think you can definitely go down that route, and you can go down that path. You know, and you know, Isaac has, of course, a couple weeks ago, you know, against Green Bay, Isaac, you know, played the entire game, so that was a great experience. He is playing sort of that tight end position for us, and he's done an exceptional job there. I think you could make a case or an argument for playing those guys, you know, and getting them some play time, you know, in these last couple of weeks.
Last Sunday, Bryce Trax only had like two snaps, and that was even with, like, you know, you guys down with three receivers and everything. What was kind of going on there?
Just felt again leaning on Trey and Zach more, you know, in those situations. So it obviously it eliminated some of his opportunity.
Two more questions, guys.
In these final four games, what do you want to see from Carson? What benchmarks are you looking for in this final month?
Yeah, the biggest thing, and then probably, you know, how well he continues to lead this football team. You know, going down the stretch, there's obviously tough times right now, and see how he manages that, and see how he rallies, you know, from a quarterback's leadership standpoint, and so that's obviously big going down the stretch. Efficiency with you know, with the passing game, obviously try to, you know, in my case, try to eliminate the number of pass attempts, try to get back to that balance that we've talked about earlier in the season, and you know, just kind of keep him on track, keep him healthy, and really. If the postseason's not going to happen this year, definitely want to put a good taste in his mouth going into the offseason.
You're playing the team twice as a head coach. What's that like, and how do the Redskins look now as compared to way back in Week 5?
Yeah, I think the Redskins are looking better than we played them first part of the season. They're obviously efficient on offense. They're scoring points, gaining yards. Defensively, they're they're explosive. They're aggressive. You know, they put pressure on a quarterback with four and five guys, you know, and they're relatively healthy, you know, this time of the year, which is for teams that are making a push is beneficial. And so, you know, from our standpoint, it comes down to an execution game. We just got to get back to the fundamentals and the details and how we execute our game plan.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, guys.